Night Must Fall was the first play that the Service Players ever did in 1942. So this is our 80th anniversary year, and we thought it would be a wonderfully appropriate thing to do to repeat that play. And we do some drama. I mean, we've in the last decade or so, I can think we've done a couple of Agatha Christie's, we've done some Stoppard and a little bit of Chekhov. But generally, we do all the comedies, Alan Ayckbourn, and we've done lots of TV adaptation, sitcoms in the last decade or so. So this is a psychological thriller, and it is something that we haven't done for a long time.
But you've got some new members of cast as well, some new faces in there for this one. Well, essentially, you've got David Dawson, haven't you, playing the lead? Which was it John Pertwee that did this role?
It was. And the lead role, one of the lead roles really in the play, is Dan, who is a very complicated character. And yes, John Pertwee played it in the original. And we've got the wonderful David Dawson playing it this year. And so, yes, I don't think David's he hasn't actually acted for a few years since the Addams Family musical. He's been doing lots of directing and other projects. And similarly, we've got Thomas Ian Dixon, who is another star of the musicals, who played Shrek in Shrek the Musical and was in Hunchback of Notre Dame recently. He's absolutely fantastic. So he's turning his hand to a bit of straight drama as well. So that's wonderful. And we've got some other players who have been with the society for years and years. The two sort of main female roles are Mrs. Bramson, who's a curmudgeonly old bitter woman in a wheelchair, and she's played by Rachel Martin amazingly well, and her niece, her put upon niece, Olivia, is played by Rachel Jochen. And so yeah, it's a wonderful cast, absolutely fantastic. We've got John Snelling in there, who's a star of all sorts of musicals and plays. He's playing an inspector. We've got a new face actually, Claire Kayser. I don't think she's acted for many, many, many years. She's often working backstage for us, and she's playing this fantastic role of the cook, Mrs. Terrence, who comes out with the most wonderful put downs, and she's got some of the best lines in the play. And we've got some smaller roles played by Kelly Firth and Helen McKenna. It's a wonderful cast, and it's an absolute joy to direct them. I often get completely caught up and lost when I'm watching them in rehearsal, because it's such an atmospheric play, and I'm sucked in and I forget that I'm supposed to actually do something or say something. So I'm really looking forward to seeing them in the theatre.
And it must be lovely for you to direct as well, because you are often on the stage. So do you enjoy this side of things?
Yes, I do. I love being on stage as well. It's a different kind of joy directing. It's getting your vision of what this story should be onto, and seeing it played out before you. And getting to work with all these really talented actors, it's really fantastic. So Night Must Fall is set in a one room of a house in the middle of a forest in Essex, and Mrs. Bramson and her niece live there, and into their lives comes this character, Dan, who is unknowable almost, and that's something that Olivia catches on to fairly early. And the strapline from our advertising, "It's frightening to think what a face can hide," is actually one of Olivia's lines. She from the outset, when Dan arrives and weasels himself in there, she's intrigued by him. She can't figure him out. She knows there's something going on with him. And also at the beginning of the play, we find out that a woman has gone missing recently in the woods. So the tension of that unknowable character, this strange character coming in, and really, he really gets into their lives, and he presents lots of mystery and entertainment, and the tension builds up through the play. And the mystery and the atmosphere especially just really builds and builds and builds towards the end. It's lovely.
This sounds like the perfect sort of play for this time of year, as the nights are drawing in.
It is. And I think it's It's set in October, and it is, there's lots of references to night falling and the darkness coming in, and it does, it feels like that at the moment, doesn't it? I mean, mm-hmm. I was outside in the garden looking for the dog at 4:30 or something the other day, thinking, I need a torch. You know, it's that time of year and everyone's, can't, you know, no one can believe how dark it can get.
It happens every year, and every year we go, no, it's so dark.
It's such a surprise.
Yeah, it's really ridiculous.
And Emlyn Williams, I think it was written in 1935, so it was fairly new when they did it in 42. And I do suspect that this play has something to do with why the society, why the service plays was put together, because there was already drama companies on the island. I mean, the Legion Players is 10 years older than us, so they were already here. It could have been something to do with this new play. I wonder whether John Pertwee had thought, oh, I'd really like to do something meaty like this. You know, I'd like to play Dan and really stretch my acting muscles. And maybe, because it was a bit controversial back then, no one had really portrayed this kind of character in a play before. So I suspect that this play had a lot to do with why this group of people would have put together their own play. Maybe they sort of looked at what was going on here and they wanted to do something a little bit different, perhaps.
Maybe. Mm. It would be really intriguing to see this then. Mm. And with returning to John Pertwee then, how long was he actually involved with the service players for?
Oh, now you've got me. Well, it would have been a few years, mm-hmm. And then he would have been, you know, gone back over to the UK. But he did return several times. He returned to for some of our anniversaries, and he returned to do stuff actually on stage at the Isle of Man. You know, having gone through old newspaper articles and stuff about him and the service players, it is evident that he did come back quite a bit. But yeah, actually on the island, I suspect it was only a few years while he was based here, mm-hmm. and then off to do his, you know, start his career, because obviously he went off onto two really grand things, stage and then television. So he wasn't here for that long, but long enough to found this society that's still going 80 years later.
Incredible. And happy birthday to you all. Yes. And what a legacy, and what a fabulous way to celebrate with this wonderful play. So just let us know where and when it is on then, how people can get the tickets.
Yes, it's on at the Gaiety Theatre from the 10th to the 12th of November. And you can go to villagaiety.com for tickets or call 600 555.